Good afternoon, Jewish Home Families. It's Michelle and Adrian here with another update on November 17th. I am going to try to speak into my phone, but if you have difficulty hearing me, email the hotline and let me know. So hopefully this will be a little bit better this time because I think some people couldn't hear me. So I will start with a COVID update. Here at the Jewish Home, we have had two residents which remain on our COVID wing, and they are doing well. They should be scheduled for a COVID test next week. I just don't know the date that it is scheduled. And if negative, then those ladies can move back home. They do not require two negative tests anymore. This was changed to one negative swab. So that's good news, and hopefully they will come back negative. If not, then they have to stay on the COVID wing, and then we swab again the following week. Because of employee testing positive the last couple of weeks, we have residents on droplet precautions on the fifth floor here in the tower, and cottage three, first floor home, and cottage one, home one, two, and three, which we just added today, which you should have gotten the communication from Adrian and her team. We also continue to do test residents weekly because of the employees that are coming back positive. We have not had any results from our lab from the last week resident mass testing, which is it's a huge volume issue for the labs across New York State. Also, these areas are also closed. There's the sites that families have been telling me that don't have scheduling out, they don't have supplies, so they've had to close those sites in Monroe County. Also, so these areas that I just mentioned, the fifth floor, the cottage one and cottage three, they are closed to all visitation, and that includes window visits. And also as a reminder, we have window visits. You do not have to have a COVID test result. I did get a couple emails from families asking that question, and if it's a window visit, you do not need a COVID test result. And as far as an employee update, we currently have 10 active employees that are out with COVID positive, out of work. When cases start showing up in nursing homes, it is typically a bigger sign of community spread, as employees are all active community members, as well as all of you. So it's not a surprise, and we are not alone amongst the other area nursing homes that I talk to weekly. So we have all seen the Monroe County cases and positivity rates climbing every day. So unfortunately here, we are definitely feeling the impact of that. We have been providing education across all shifts and just stressing the importance of keeping themselves safe at work and outside of work, sending the message that we as healthcare workers have a greater responsibility to be safe inside of work and outside of work to all of our residents and to each other. So we do send, we're sending that message, a very strong message to all our staff because of the county and what's going on in the county, and as well as with the testing. It's becoming very, very difficult. Testing, so I'll just give you a little bit update on that. We have had more of a lag, about 3 to 5 days, some longer, that we are getting our results back for our staff and our residents. Just like I said earlier, really the lab capacity cannot handle the volume. And I'm also hearing that the testing sites, like I mentioned also, are scheduling out or running out of supplies, closing. This is just an issue for many others. However, does not change our requirements around visitation and COVID testing. We still have to maintain the within the 7 day of the visit, and we have to have those test results. So if we don't have the test results, then we can't allow a visit. So I will end there for a minute, and then I will let Adrian give you a quick update, and then I will come back and I will answer some of the questions that I got from all of you.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Adrian. I know that you've all been probably getting quite a few emails from me. You know, over the weekend, we're really trying to maintain as much transparency, providing you with the updates, you know, on a daily basis for any changes that we are seeing. So thank you in advance for your understanding, for your support, for your responses of support. I do know that there are questions that do arise, so please do not hesitate if you do have questions at any time. Social work is doing our best to help field those questions and provide you with updates and responses the best that we can. It is getting harder to have these conversations because we do know as these numbers continue to increase that it is not to say disheartening, but we are continuing with our due diligence and vigilance to keep everyone in our tower and in our cottages safe. For what Michelle did share, and just to kind of reiterate, currently the fifth floor here in the tower is currently restricted. Cottage 3, home 1, and then all of cottage 1. So there are no window visits that can be scheduled. And also, not to say what I'm looking at here, many of you have already started to turn in some of your Thanksgiving, the place cards. And so these are wonderful. I wish all of you could see what I'm looking at, but family pictures, just messages of, gratitude. And they are wonderful. They are wonderful. And so we know how hard this holiday season is going to be for all of you. But we do appreciate you taking the time to try to, obviously put together these place cards, and they are sure to bring smiles. So also back to the emails that you get. They don't always have a link attached to them because the link is good for the following week's testing. So some of you do obviously respond asking about the link, but if there isn't one, it means that you've probably already either consented or declined consent. So every email will not have a link because it is good for a week. If you change your mind, please reach out to your social worker and say, although I declined, I do want my loved one to be tested. It's as easy as that, and we can always reshare the code with you if you need that. I will turn it back to Michelle.
Thank you, Adrian. And just to add, the place settings are really, really sweet. The residents will enjoy those on Thanksgiving Day. Very nice job from all of you. And hopefully, if you haven't sent yours in, they will be send them into your rec therapist fairly soon. All right, so I do have some questions here that people had emailed. And I'm going to try to run through them. I will answer them as best as I can. So the first one is, is it an acceptable practice for residents to wear masks? Can the Jewish Home provide those, or should we drop off a box of masks for her use? So just so you know, we did deploy last week and this week offering residents their own masks. I actually gave them actually their cloth masks too, that they might be more comfortable. I gave 5 to each resident who would tolerate and who wants to wear a face mask. Number 2, is there any way that my father could receive a box with Christmas gifts? I sent them in the mail. If so, what is the address? I called the social worker and have not heard anything back. Yes, you can mail any packages that you want. Give your social worker another call. Like Adrian said, they are very, very busy at the moment sending out communications and also FaceTiming and video chatting with the residents. Somebody asked, what is the infection rate at the Jewish Home? Is it above 2%? The answer is no. I keep hearing that Rochester is in code yellow, but the rate seems to be going up. And that is correct. And all of you, I'm sure, aware that you watch the news. Yesterday actually was the worst day, I believe, in the number of cases. Number 4, what measures might be put in place to help 20 to 30 something nursing employees make better decisions so they're not being exposed? I agree. I wish I had the answer. Like I said, we just keep educating people, informing people of what to do when you're not at work, be socially distancing, wear your face mask, wear your face shield if you have to go out, if you have to go out to the store, even Wegmans. I've heard people that said, I didn't do anything, go anywhere or have anybody in my house, but I went to Wegmans and I got COVID. We have not seen our mother in person for over 250 days. Our question is, if we have tested negative COVID and she has, why can't you find a place somewhere in the facility that we could see her? What are we spreading? We both have been tested and are clean. I totally agree with you. However, this is Governor Cuomo's directive, if you remember, around visitation. I would encourage you to email him your concerns about visitation as well as testing and testing capacity. Number six, when will it be possible to move a lift chair and other items into Cottage 3 Home 1? I would encourage you to contact your social worker, and once the restrictions are lifted, which I think is fairly soon, I believe it might be next week, then you can have the chair delivered to Cottage 3 Home 1. Once in-person visitation is allowed, what is the procedure for family testing and who do we send the results to? How often will testing be needed? So visitors have to be tested weekly and it has to be within the 7 days of the visit. This is when we, if we move to enhanced visitation, which we have set up here and in the cottages, and you have to send those test results to your social worker. You can email them prior to your visit. Will outside doctor appointments be allowed? Right now at the Jewish home, we only allow medical necessity appointments, and that's also in a directive. So your routine outside doctor's appointments for the residents, we're really trying not to do, because just plus with what's going on in the community, I really don't want to send our residents out in the community. For the testing requirement for hospice visitation, does a test on Wednesday qualify following Wednesday? As long as the test is within the 7 days, then you can have the hospice visit. And then I had a lot of questions or suggestions around staff incentive versus not penalizing staff for not wearing PPE. And I will bring that to internal and we'll discuss it. But I had some good ideas, good thoughts about, you know, asking donors for incentive that people that don't get COVID or people that are doing the best that they can do to social distance and wear a face mask and face shield. So I will address that internally. How often are staff being tested? I can't remember if it's still 2 weeks or just once a week. It is 2 weeks. It's twice a week right now. We just moved from that when we went yellow in Monroe County. So we've been doing twice a week. However, it's kind of a moot point because we're not getting the results back until like between three to seven days. How is Jewish Home faring relative to other skilled nursing facilities in the area? We are all facing the same challenges as others. They have employees. They're having employees pop positive every day, every other day. They have a couple, the residents, maybe two to four residents that have COVID positive in the larger nursing homes, and as well as the smaller nursing homes that I talk to weekly on our administrator calls. Just feeling so grateful that your staff continues to fight for the safety and well-being of our family members. You are warriors and we pray for you every day, wishing you health and hopefulness. So that, thank you very much. That's very much appreciated. And I will make sure that we share that with the staff. After a cottage resident is positive and receives two negative tests, how soon are they returned to their cottage? Well, now that I told you earlier, it has changed to only one negative COVID test. And then once we receive the results, then we facilitate the transfer back to their home. After a resident is positive and then tests positive again while isolating, can they be tested again? And the answer is yes. If somebody is positive, we do move them to the COVID wing, just so you know, and then we test them right when they're on the COVID wing. And then once it's negative, then they can move back to their home. Do you have enough staff at the moment? One of the doctors said many nurses and aides are choosing not to work because their children are not in school. We also did experience that. We had people leave or people that had to go per diem or part-time because of the kids at home. Schooling. So that was in the beginning of when that all changed. We had people leave. We still have our recruiters are doing a good job recruiting. But there's challenges. We definitely have challenges with the active cases in Monroe County and waiting for our employees' testing. But we are okay. We're safe. But hopefully that will get better, and the testing results coming back sooner would be a great, great help to us. Will recovered COVID positive residents and staff be tested for antibodies? The answer is no. Number 18, how is there so many cases that our loved ones are in such risk of getting it? It sounds like the staff are not doing what they are supposed to do when they are not working. Don't mean to sound harsh, but I'm very worried about my loved ones. I worry with you as well. I'm sure all of you are worried. We are constantly rounding. We're educating on all shifts and locations, making sure that the staff are wearing their PPE and just talking about what's going on in the county, trying not to go to the stores, trying not to have large gatherings, as well as, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming up. So, and the staff are, they're pretty well educated, and a lot of times the people will say, I don't go anywhere, I don't do anything. But also remember, this got really worse too when all the kids went back to school. So they could be living with somebody that is in school, and then their child gets, you know, in contact or gets exposed to somebody else in school. I received your communication about no visits due to COVID until 11/28. Does this include window visits? And the answer is no. But if your loved one is on one of the locations where they're on the droplet precautions, then we are not doing window visits. And that's the fifth floor, Cottage 3, Home 1, and all of Cottage 1. How often are residents tested for COVID-19 and how quickly are results returned? I think I answered that. It just depends. If symptomatic, we send them to Strong, and they're even taking about 3 to 7 days. And then we continue to do the mass testing, which is a directive from the governor, every 3 to 7 days. And like I said, we just tested them last week, have no results, and we're testing them again today. Can you explain what a window visit is now that the weather has gotten colder? So in the tower, that's an easier answer. We have the family member stand in the vestibule, so they're inside, and then the resident is inside the tower with the door between them. The cottage is a little bit more difficult because we don't have an area set up, and we don't plan on setting up anything differently right now, but we did offer you can drive up, and then we can talk either on a speakerphone or a cell phone, and then you can see your loved one, but the family member doesn't have to stand outside in the cold. Let's see. How will it work to obtain two negative tests for residents of the cottage prior to returning to their home? Can the test be prioritized? Probably not. These labs are getting slammed from everybody. So I'm not hopeful that they would prioritize anything. And if they prioritize anybody, they would be their own home, their own nursing homes that Strong owns. The positive test took almost 4 days to come back. I know that. And was anything special done to a positive testing resident's room? And the answer is yes. We terminally cleaned the rooms and we steri misted, actually like 3 times. How worried are you that the amount of positive is going to continue? Quite frankly, I'm very worried as I watch the news every night and I get reports of lab results for our employees. And I'm just praying and that the two residents that we have, and that's all that we're going to have is those two residents, and that staff will do their due diligence and do the safe things that they should be doing when they're outside of work. Let's see. Are your staff required to wear masks when they're coming in from the sidewalk? The answer is no. They come in to the cottages and in the tower, and that's where they stop at the entrance and they get a face mask. And then many of them have their face shields with them, or they obtain those face shields once they enter. What precautions is a Jewish home taking to prevent COVID infections occurring in one home from crossing into another? And that's another question is about staff. You know, does staff go from one location to the other? We do, by minimizing the risk, we have no visitors. We're trying not to float or have staff travel from one cottage to the other, or like the Jewish home tower over to the cottages. We're trying to limit the interdisciplinary team to make sure that they're the ones that are only going over to the COVID areas and then to non-COVID areas. Like, for instance, and try to think about this from a different perspective. So me, so I have to go all over. So what I do is I start at where there's no COVID. That's where I travel first. And then as I keep going to cottages or to the floors here, I'll end up in the COVID wing to see the residents that are living in there. But I don't start off in a COVID location and then move to, you know, non-COVID locations. So you have to be smart about how you're traveling and where you're going. And then, of course, you wear your PPE or you wash your hands and, you know, clean your face shield and things like that. Also, like I said, we are just constantly doing PPE policing, policing each other, educating in all the locations here at the Jewish Home, and in-servicing all our staff. And I came in on Saturday, and I rounded, and all the staff were wearing their face shields, their face masks. We just got them all new face shields, and we deployed them, I think, in the last 2 weeks. So they're much more comfortable. They still offer a lot of protection, and the staff were very thankful for that. So I just want to lastly say, you know, thank you to all of you. I know that we've never imagined in our lives that we would be living through a pandemic. Actually, myself, I still think it's like a bad dream that we haven't woken up yet. But I do appreciate all the kind words and the prayers and really just keeping, we just have to keep together, family among families, and support our staff and our residents as much as possible. So that's all I have for you today, and that ends our call. Thank you and be well.